The Essential Qualification for Service, November 27. Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. Little mention is made in the book of Acts of the later work of the Apostle Peter. As the number of believers multiplied in Jerusalem and in other places visited by the messengers of the cross, the talents possessed by Peter proved of untold value to the early Christian church. The influence of his testimony concerning Jesus of Nazareth extended far and wide. Upon him had been laid a double responsibility. He bore positive witness concerning the Messiah before unbelievers, laboring earnestly for their conversion, and at the same time he did a special work for believers, strengthening them in the faith of Christ. It was after Peter had been led to self-renunciation and entire reliance upon divine power that he received his call to act as an under-shepherd. Christ had said to Peter, before his denial of him, When thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. These words were significant of the wide and effectual work which this apostle was to do in the future for those who should come to the faith. For this work, Peter's own experience of sin and suffering and repentance had prepared him. Not until he had learned his weakness, could he know the believer's need of dependence on Christ. Amid the storm of temptation he had come to understand that man can walk safely only as in utter self-distrust he relies upon the Savior. Christ mentioned to Peter only one condition of service, Lovest thou me? This is the essential qualification. The love of Christ is not a fitful feeling, but a living principle, which is to be made manifest as an abiding power in the heart. The Savior's manner of dealing with Peter had a lesson for him and his brethren. Although Peter had denied his Lord, the love which Jesus bore him had never faltered. And as the apostle should take up the work of ministering the word to others, he was to meet the transgressor with patience, sympathy, and forgiving love. Remembering his own weakness and failure, he was to deal with the sheep and lambs committed to his care as tenderly as Christ had dealt with him. Ever he exalted Jesus of Nazareth as the hope of Israel, the Savior of mankind. He brought his own life under the discipline of the Master Worker. By every means within his power he sought to educate the believers for active service.